Well, praise you, Lord. Good morning, Father. We celebrate you today, Lord. You're a wonderful God. You're a giving God. You're a all-seeing God and an all-knowing God. And you know everything about us and everything that we need and everything that we could ask for before we even ask you. So, Lord, we ask for the power to walk in your will today. We ask for a right heart, a pure mind, and peace in our souls, Lord. We ask for you to give us vigor, strength, vitality, and guidance, direction, wisdom, understanding, and counsel in all that we are to do today, Lord. That we would be blessed in the fruit of our hands. Everything that we set our hands to do, that we would be blessed, that we would take dominion over everything, that would take dominion over us, and that we would bring it to bow before you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ for good health in our bodies, good health in our minds, that we would walk in the mind of Christ, and not in our own thoughts, in our own will, in our own emotions, in our own intellect and reasoning. And that we would do exactly what your Spirit would lead us to do today. Father, we dedicate ourselves to doing the will of the Spirit. We thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you paid the price for us to have all of that. We thank you for your loving kindness that is enduring and with us all the time and for us all the time, and that you are in us all the time. That there is no time that we go anywhere where we're outside the church, because we are the church. We are believers in Jesus Christ, yes. We do have the Holy Spirit with us, yes. All of that is true. But we walk with you within us, and we are the living temples of God. So, Lord, we ask that you would enable us to walk as living temples of God, that we would walk with you and do your will and your purposes. We ask, Lord, that we would live by your principles, by the statutes of your word, the precepts of your word, that we would abound in the things of God, and that we would abound in everything that we do in the physical realm, Lord, that we would do it unto you. Because whatsoever we do to one of the least of these, we do unto you, Lord. And anybody that we're serving, we're doing it unto you, Lord. And we reap the benefits in eternity, because you bless us for every little thing that we do and every great thing that we do. So, Father, we just submit all of our ways to you. We submit our hearts and our lives to you, and we ask you, Lord, just to guide us and lead us in everything that pleases you and brings your heart gladness and happiness, Lord. We want to please you, Lord. We want to please you with our faith, and we want to please you with our actions and obedience, Lord. So, Father, we thank you that we're your children. We thank you that we have the rights of sons, and we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability to live unto you with all of our lives, body, soul, and spirit. We submit all parts of ourselves to you today. In Jesus Christ's name, so be it. Amen.